Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
We're going to have to spend a lot of federal money in order to deal with the crisis.
$250 billion immediately.
Your climate change plan talks about spending $1.7
trillion. $2 trillion plan. I've got a $1 trillion plan.
$2 trillion to $3 trillion range.
Senator Booker, you recently unveiled a $3 trillion plan to tackle climate change.
$5 trillion.
$5 trillion plan.
$16 trillion plan.
All right. A lot of trillion-dollar plans there. Glad you're with us. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. This insanity, we're going to ban cows. We got to get rid of cows. We got to reduce meat consumption. We'll all become vegetarians. We'll spend $16 trillion, $3 trillion, $2 trillion, $1.7 trillion. That's the least amount that they're going to spend. We'll ban meat. We'll ban factory farming. We'll ban offshore drilling. We'll ban fracking. We'll ban coal mining and coal burning plants, and we'll prohibit the exportation of energy, which is a lot of money, the lifeblood of the world's economy. And we'll ban straws and light bulbs, the combustion engine, and probably eventually we'll all ban, airplanes too, on top of all of that. This is all part of what turned out to be a marathon 7-hour infomercial for the DNC on fake news CNN. I mean, just first of all, it was unwatchable. The ratings sucked. But putting all of that aside, do not be fooled, because this isn't about clean air or water. This is about the government control of every aspect of the economy. This is about socialism. This is about our lives. And this is about their power. Anybody that tells you any differently is just lying to you. What kind of car you drive, how much energy you consume, how much they can propose and raise in taxes, wealth taxes, carbon taxes, taxes. They even want to control, the population growth in certain countries. Wow. And of course, that would abolish free market capitalism that has created the wealth and the standard that has advanced the human condition all around the world. America's creativity, born out of freedom, born out of deregulation, born out of low taxes. Well, now, just like what's happening in New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, mass exodus of people. You will see the same thing nationally if they impose these types of taxes. They make these false promises: free education, pre-K through college, free healthcare, free vacation, guaranteed housing, free healthy food, universal income, retirement. They got it all covered. Where are they going to get the money from? That would send this country into an immediate depression, because oil and gas are the lifeblood of the entire world's economy. If we were smart, now that for the first time in 75 years, we're energy independent, if we were smart, we would use that natural resource, view it as a gift, a God-given gift for the American people. We'd export it. That would put people like the hostile actors in Russia and Putin out of business. That would help our European allies. We'd no longer have to get involved in foreign entanglements, but for our strong allegiance with our partners and friends in Israel over the free flow of oil at market prices, and we'd be independent of all of this. They want to go in the other direction. Mark Morano, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, creator of the movie Climate Hustle, now on DVD, and you can find it on demand. Betsy Rosenberg is with us, environmental reporter, climate commentator. Thank you both for being with us. All right, Mark, you saw it, you heard it, your take.
Well, the most amazing thing about the Democratic debate, not only do they want to ban everything, but there's an implication, and it was never challenged, that by banning everything, centrally planning, completely shutting down the American economy, and regulating every aspect of it, that somehow this would impact climate. And they never actually addressed how. In other words, I interviewed a professor from University of Pennsylvania, Robert Giegengack, 200 peer-reviewed studies. He said there's not a single proposal offered by the United Nations or EPA or the U.S. government or anyone else that would actually affect climate, even if it was controlled by carbon dioxide, which the climate is not. But all of these solutions would have zero impact on the climate. In fact, I'll go further. They would have zero impact on emissions. They would not affect global emissions because China and India would continue. So even if you accepted their scientific claims, this was the theater of the absurd, Sean, because they just want to shut America down. And even if you believed in a climate crisis, it would have no impact on it using their own science. So it was just a stunning thing to watch.
Your take, Betsy.
Wow, so much to say, so much to challenge. First of all, Earth is shutting down, and there's no good anything on a bad planet. If you look at not just our climate, but all ecosystems across the board are in decline. Look at our oceans. They're warm. They're filled with plastic. Everything is dying everywhere, and I'm not exaggerating. Look at the stats, you guys. I can't believe it's been about a dozen years since I've been on your show, Hannity and Mark. And the parts per million of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere back then were 387. You know what it is now? 418 of parts per million of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. You know what the safe level is? 350. Is it any wonder Mother Nature is going wacko, that weather is extreme, that we're having problems right and left, every place you turn? And Americans understand it. Even Republicans are really starting to wake up and smell the carbon. We have a decade to get off our gases or we're toast, and we're not going to do it if you guys keep, you know, perpetuating this denial, this diminishment.
Here's
very real.
Betsy, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We've heard the sky is falling rhetoric from liberals.
Well, it is, actually. It is. Take a look. Look at the Bahamas.
Betsy,
have you turned on the television?
Betsy, there's been hurricanes since the 1920s, the 1800s, and if you want to look at the worst hurricane years, go to Joe Bastardi's weatherbell.com, because it's not at this present point in history, thank God, but it was happening in the 20s, the 30s, the 50s. Let me just point out one thing. You know, we've heard this nonsense, this all the earth is headed towards the next ice age. Yeah, that was in Newsweek and in Time magazine. We've heard scholars like yourself making predictions, and ecologists, one stating that if the present trend continues, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees cooler in the year 2000. This is about twice. This is about
record,
this
John.
Is about twice. Don't interrupt me. This is about twice what it would take to put us into an ice age. And then it became global warming, and we're all going to die and melt from the heat. And then that didn't work out either, your predictions of doom and gloom. And nor are your predictions about everything being over in 10 years.
There's no doom and gloom. Tell the people of Mexico Beach, Florida, there's no
doom and gloom. And how do you explain then what happened
in the wildfires in California?
How do you explain the hurricanes in 1928 then, considering the combustion engine was, in its infancy stages?
Sean, Greenland is melting. The Amazon.
You're not answering. Answer my question.
Bahamas have been obliterated.
Answer.
Now all you want to talk about is an old ice age, which has nothing to do with
Betsy,
what's going on
Betsy,
today.
Betsy, I asked you. Betsy, you can yell all you want. Answer my question. It's simple. Why? Explain to me.
The ice age has nothing to do with
Betsy,
what is going. We are in
Betsy.
Uncharted territory. It's not about the ice age. It's about
right, Betsy,
today,
Betsy,
Sean.
I'm too old for this. I did Hannity and Holmes years ago. Either you answer my question, or I'll say thank you. Have a nice day. It's simple. How do you then explain, if it's all man-made, how do you explain the massive hurricanes that also took place in decades where we didn't have the emission of these gases? Explain that question specifically, if you can focus.
Okay, the strongest storm on record for the Bahamas with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour and gusts reported as high as 220.
For the Bahamas.
Records. Yeah. First time in four consecutive
All right.
years.
Hold on. Now let me go to, you're not answering. Mark Morano, I'll give you a chance to answer. You try.
Well, there's absolutely no climate trend increase in floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts. And the peer-reviewed literature shows that even the United Nations admits this buried in their reports, that there's currently no, what they would say, mankind signal in that. So if you go and look, she's talking about the Bahamas right now. Yeah, that was a record hurricane for the Bahamas, but it was not a record hurricane. It was a three-way tie for second in terms of wind speed. It was number ninth overall strength in terms of the pressure. There was nothing unprecedented or about this hurricane that just hit, and it hit the United States as a much smaller category one. Of course, it'll pack a lot of storm surge and rain, but hurricanes, the most active and destructive decade, were the 1940s. And to look at anything happening today and saying, ha ha, that's due to man-made climate change, it's unscientific. And the CO2 level, we've had ice ages with CO2 level higher. We've had much CO2 many times higher in the geologic history of the Earth with temperatures about
facts.
The same or lower.
Let me add one point. In 2006, Al Gore warned unless drastic measures to reduce greenhouse gases are taken within the next 10 years, that would be 2016, the world will reach a point of no return. And by the way, a British judge the year after ruled that his movie, An Inconvenient Truth, is not suitable for classrooms because of its false claims. Now, Betsy, would you like to respond to Mark specifically and the specifics of the history which matters?
About hurricanes, yes, I'd be happy to give you some facts. But then I want to invite you to do something different, not your usual. But
hey, Betsy, I don't need invitations. Answer the question. Okay. You're my guest. If you get a show and you want to invite me, I'll say yay or nay. Answer
okay,
Mark's question.
I'm working on that. First time with four consecutive years featuring Category 5 hurricanes in the Atlantic. There have only been 35 Category 5 since 1924, showing a frightening new trend happening because of warmer ocean waters, which is documented. Do you want to go to the Bahamas and tell those people this is no big deal? We are getting one in 500-year weather events every other year. Look at Harvey. There are still people in Houston who are out of their homes. There are
It doesn't matter. Mark just laid out for you a series of facts. Mark just laid out for you a history. And in spite of the history, you just refuse to hear it. And what I am saying is this hyperbole, this hysteria, this rhetoric of doom and gloom and the sky is falling. We've heard it all before. It comes in the form of the ice age coming, that the earth is going to melt is coming. And that at the end of the day, we always only have 10 years. It's always 10 years. Then 20 years pass and they go move on to another reason why we have to worry about the next 10 years. But the reality is you guys have been wrong every step of the way. And this is agenda driven. Quick break. We'll come back. This is getting interesting. Mark Morano, Betsy Rosenberg. Hey, you know, cyber criminals, they recently took advantage of an open database containing data from a major hotel chain. They stole 700,000 customer records. Then guess what? Then they demanded a ransom payment for the return of the records that they stole. And the records contain customer names, email addresses, phone numbers. And then the cyber criminals, scammers, they'll take that information, call users by name, and include all this detailed personal information so they seem convincing. Now, so many different ways that these cyber criminals try to rob you blind and ruin your life and reputation. Remember, they'll take out credit cards, loans. They'll even get your IRS refunds if you're not paying attention. Now, LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK. They detect a wide range of these threats, and they see the threats that you would miss on your own. And if you have a problem, well, they got their U.S.-based team of restoration specialists that'll fix it for you. If you join now by going to LifeLock.com or calling 1-800-LIFELOCK, you're going to save 10% off your first year, and it's worth it. To protect your name, your finances, your reputation, you want to go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Mention my name, Hannity, you get 10% off.
The forgotten man is forgotten no more. This is the Sean Hannity Show.